Hello, my name is Alexis Lamb. I am one of the recipients of the SEED grant for the Women's Faculty Forum this year. I am a second-year master's student in the School of Music studying composition. I've studied composition so far with Hannah Lash, and this semester I've been studying with Martin Bresnik. The purpose of the SEED grant for me this year is a continued exploration on my own part of the combination of music composition with archival research, particularly studying oral histories. The Yale Manuscripts and Archives has a collection called Oral Histories Documenting Yale University Women that has really piqued my interest this year. And this specifically will focus on one interview by Jacqueline Way Mintz that was done in 2008. I was particularly interested in setting Jacqueline Way Mintz's interviews to music, mostly because of her importance in the development of affirmative action at Yale in the late 60s and early 70s, around the time that women were first allowed into Yale College. But I was also interested because in the RU 1051 collection in Manuscripts and Archives, Mintz is the only woman of color who's represented, and I wanted to make sure that her voice was heard and celebrated.
And my grandmother.
I initially got interested in the idea of working with oral histories in this past year, partially because I was employed at the Oral Histories of American Music in Yale University's library. This is directed by Libby Van Cleve and was formerly directed by Vivian Perlis. And the purpose of OHAM is to document composers and performers and conductors who were really prominent in American music history and, you know, get their side of the story. And a really intimate interview with some of these folks is just hearing a side of history that we don't always get to read about in textbooks or in biographies. And I really got excited about listening to that material.
You know, I was the first one here, I was the first one there, I was the first one.
I particularly took an interest in the RU 1051 collection when Yale decided this year to focus on celebrating 50 years of women at Yale College and 150 years of women in the graduate schools. And my particular interest in 1051 was because although the women seemed to be celebrated in both the undergraduate and graduate departments, there wasn't really that much talk about the importance of the women who were already here in the 60s and early 70s and even into the 80s who were on faculty and staff positions that were of real prominence throughout the university.
Yes, there were people who had their problems with the fact that I was a woman.
My conclusion was that I needed to create a music composition that embodied the successes and the challenges that were faced by women who were on faculty during this time, even before women were necessarily allowed to be students in Yale College. And so earlier this year, in the fall semester of 2019, I composed a work for full orchestra that actually excerpted and included six different interviews from the RU 1051 collection. And these women were Margaret Farley, Marie Boroff, Florence Hazeltine, Penny Abel, Dorothy Singer, and Maureen Quilligan, who were all women who were at Yale in various positions of faculty and staff. The result of that was a premiere of that orchestra piece on December 12, 2019, in Woolsey Hall. And honestly, one of the highlights of my experience at Yale, but also such a highlight for me because I was actually able to meet Margaret Farley in advance of that time, as well as meet many of Marie Boroff's family members. And Margaret Farley ended up attending the concert and bringing a good number of friends and family with her, which just really warmed my heart and felt like I was doing something that was really celebrating and honoring her. And that's something that I was really excited about being able to do for Dr. Farley. Manuscripts and Archives has been extremely helpful throughout this process. Stephen Ross has been my go-to person in the department, and I am really grateful for still being able to work with them. And at the time when I was writing the orchestra piece, Mintz's collection of interviews was not yet available. So I was interested in doing a later project, and I contacted Mr. Ross after I was, you know, after Mintz's collection was open for access, for research access, and that's how I got the idea for this grant proposal to write a new piece.
Why would you want to do that?
You don't seem to know you're a woman. And I remember how perplexing that comment was.
This particular project for the WFF Seed Grant is going to be a new work that I'm going to write for string quartet plus harp. I love that sound world. I think it's a beautiful color scheme, and it's something that I can do in collaboration with Hannah Lash, who has offered her assistance as I compose this project. I'm hopeful, based on what we're experiencing right now in these unprecedented times, that I will have a performance of this piece in New Haven in fall 2020, but of course, pending our own quarantines, pending our own safety and health of the New Haven community, that this might need to be postponed until spring 2021. I hope to curate an entire concert that will include this piece, but it will be paired with other pieces that are either written by women who have been a part of Yale, or that tell stories of these powerful women in academia and their journeys, their successes, their challenges along the way, and what they were able to accomplish overall.
You really had to be outstanding because it was harder.
My current status in the project is still fairly early in the process, but I'm excited with the work that I've done so far. I was able to contact Jacqueline Way Mintz through Stephen Ross in Manuscripts and Archives, so thank you again to him for his support on this project. And Dr. Mintz actually granted me written permission to use her material for this, and I hope that it, you know, again, pending the health and safety of our community, that she would be able to attend the concert in person and perhaps speak a little bit as a sort of pre-concert lecture on her experience here and the importance of affirmative action at Yale and her importance as a woman of color at Yale in the late 60s and early 70s. So I received the interview material and the transcript in PDF form from Manuscripts and Archives after I applied to use the material. And again, I'm really grateful that they were able to send that material to me electronically right now, considering that the library and the campus as a whole is closed. So thank you again to Manuscripts and Archives for still being able to support me on this project at this time. I've read through the transcript in its completion, and I've actually gone through and highlighted quotes that really stood out to me in terms of hopefully being able to create a narrative later on. And then from there, I went back and I excerpted those audio files from the interview as a whole. So the interview itself was about 3 hours long, and I have about 45 minutes of interviews that I need to weed through at this time. So the next steps for me are actually finishing the excerpts of the audio files and starting to create a narrative. I'm going to, you know, lay out all of the quotes and kind of work with them in more or less a broken up storyline right now. But the goal is to create a narrative that includes both Mintz's personal journey as well as the history of affirmative action and its importance at Yale. My plan is to then compose the actual music over the summer of 2020, and again, hopefully begin rehearsing and performing the music in fall 2020, but pending our, you know, our health and safety, might need to be postponed to spring 2021. Again, I want to thank the Women's Faculty Forum for allowing me to study more of these oral histories and pursue this idea that I have had with combining them with my own work in composition. I am, again, thankful to the Manuscripts and Archives for being supportive of this project, to Dr. Jacqueline Way Mintz for her support in this project and her willingness to assist me, to Dr. Hannah Lash for her support and willingness to guide me along the way in the compositional process. And I hope to be in touch with all of you soon with more updates on the project, as well as when we can see the final performance. Thank you so much.